By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump is back at the White House after rallying supporters in the swing state of Pennsylvania Tuesday evening, as the number of early ballots cast in the contest between him and Democrat Joe Biden passed 35 million with 2 weeks of voting to go. Trump's trip comes the day before Biden's old boss, former president, that is, Barack Obama, is to campaign for the Democratic candidate in Pennsylvania, which will play an important role in deciding who wins the contest on November 3rd. Biden spent Tuesday preparing for Thursday's debate against Trump in Nashville. National opinion polls showing former Vice President Biden holding a wide lead over Trump, although the contest is closer in swing states that decide elections, including Florida, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, which has killed more than 220,000 people here in the U.S. and thrown millions out of work, and has taken a toll on his reelection prospects. U.S. government health experts say Hispanics, Blacks, and Asian Americans here in the U.S. have been dying at a much higher rate from the coronavirus than white Americans. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said in a report that from late January, when the pandemic first hit U.S. shores from China and Europe, through early October, deaths of white people were about 12% higher than in the same months of the four previous years. But the CDC said the deaths of Hispanics in the 2020 time frame were more than 50% higher, but the deaths of Blacks up more than 30%, and Asian Americans more than 36%. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Soldiers open fire on Nigerians protesting against police brutality in the commercial capital, Lagos, on Tuesday. Reuters reports witnesses said at least two people were hit by the gunfire. Thousands of Nigerians have demonstrated nationwide every day for nearly 2 weeks now against a police unit, the Special Anti-Robbery Squad, SARS. That group's rights groups had for years accused of extortion, harassment, torture, and murders. The unit was disbanded last week, but the protests have persisted, with demonstrators calling for law enforcement reforms. Authorities on Tuesday imposed a round-the-clock curfew on Lagos, as the state governor said protests had turned violent. The U.S. and Russia signaled their willingness on Tuesday to reach a new deal on nuclear arms control. They're discussing extending a freeze on nuclear warhead arsenals for a year past the February expiration of the current weapons pact. Russia proposed the extension for the so-called New START arms control treaty. The U.S. State Department responded, saying it appreciated Russia's willingness to make progress on the issue of nuclear arms control. The State Department said the U.S. is prepared to meet immediately to finalize a verifiable agreement. Moscow said it was ready to extend the deadline through February of 2022 while a new treaty is negotiated. The Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or New START, was signed back in 2010 and imposes limits on the two countries' strategic nuclear arsenals. Japan and Indonesia on Tuesday agreed to accelerate defense and trade talks over mutual concerns about increasingly assertive China across the Indo-Pacific region. The Defense Department agreement, that is, makes Indonesia the 12th country to arrange such a deal with Japan. Indonesia now is the latest country on Japan's list to engage in ministerial talks after the two agreed to have foreign and defense ministers meet at a later date. And a Danish man serving a life sentence for the murder of a Swedish journalist was apprehended Tuesday after escaping from prison. Police said Peter Madsen was caught shortly after escaping from a prison in the suburban Copenhagen area. Madsen denies killing the man, but lost his appeal in court. Madsen claims the man's death was an accident. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.